Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
Hold on, that's the wrong song. That's the song. From the dark end of the street, that's a no shitter, man.
To the bright side of the road.
Joining me after a bit of a hiatus is the man, the lift, the myth, the legend himself, the chef, Kim Holmes. What is up, my friend?
I am back in the scene of flying machine.
Holy
and,
smokes.
I'm feeling much better. Upper body is still pretty wimpish, but my legs are getting stronger. I walk a lot every day down the hallway and back. To the elevator, it's about 400 feet round trip. Do that four or five times a day, and I'll do it more as I get stronger. So I'm back on the mend.
All right.
And thank you, everyone out there, for your great wishes and good mojo.
I'll read you a few of them. Good morning, Mac. And this got sent about an hour ago. It's truly a happy Friday with Kim returning, exclamation mark. Give him my best and tell him he's not getting out that easily. He's got another good 20 years left to enjoy. Kim, take care and glad you're well. Be well, gents. Big Dave in Vacaville. So that's from Vacaville. Vacaville, California, where you have fans. From Nancy in Pennsylvania, right? She says, hi, Chef Kim. Welcome back. God bless. And from Pleasantville, Pennsylvania, from San Clemente, California, chef, 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 chef. So those are a few of the people that are excited that you're back. Well, tell everybody what happened to you, right? So you went in and I went in to
get a stent. And, well, I kind of, I was short of breath and not feeling that great. And so I go in and they say, you're having a heart attack. You need a bypass surgery. And I said, okay, how many? They said, oh, two or three. And I ended up getting four bypass. They had some complications during surgery. But I won't get into that. But anyway, here I am sitting in my dining room, getting to talk to everyone and you, and pretty happy about it.
Right. Here's another one. Good morning from Churchbridge, Saskatchewan, Mac. How wonderful to hear the chef is back home and with his dear Beth, wishing him well with his recovery. And then a beautiful picture of beautiful Saskatchewan now that the sun is out. Talk to me about what's that like to you go in, they shut off the lights, they do surgery, and then at what point do you kind of come out and or were you so drugged up the whole time you really didn't know what was going on?
I think I was out for about 3 days. I was aware the next day, Beth just said. And I had to go back into surgery. And, you know, they cut your chest open.
Right.
And you know what a petite chest I have. And then they wire it shut with stainless steel wire.
You love that.
So I'm pretty bionic.
Exactly. That's pretty butch.
And then I just, I was in the hospital for a month, 3 weeks in the hospital.
Wow.
And then I got out of, the hospital and went to, the rehab clinic for a month.
So
and,
wait a minute. So then
a week, for, a week.
Right.
Yeah.
So what, so and, they go do that and then you develop some kind of fever, some kind of infection, which complicated everything. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And that was really the fly in the ointment, so to speak.
Yes. But they got rid of everything. And, I just went yesterday to a battery of doctor's appointments for 4 hours.
Whoa.
And had a chest x-ray. It was completely clean. Everything's good. And here I sit trying to get better. I will get better.
Nah, well, let me tell you, you sound great. I don't know what I expected you to sound like when we talked last weekend, but I did not expect you to sound normal and strong, which is what to me you sound like. No, honestly, I thought you'd be like, "Oh, Mac, how's it going?" And I'd be like, "Oh, hi, Kim, you sound really good." And then when we spoke, I mean, you spoke like you're speaking now, and I was like, "Wow, that's pretty amazing," because I don't know if you know, that's not insignificant surgery.
No, I do know it's not, but I feel, you know, is this getting better? And the Dr. Ryan yesterday said, your key to recovery is walk, 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 walk. And that's what I'm doing. I walk all day long. I go down to the elevator, back, take a break, go back out. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
How fast can you go?
You know, not real fast.
Are you improving your speed? Do you time yourself? Do you? I mean, is this certainly isn't an Olympic event, but I mean, it could be if we wanted to make it one.
Well, my speed's improving. When I got done with the hospital yesterday. They don't let you, Beth, come in. So, I did it all on my own.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. How much did that suck? Because I mean, I talked to Beth and you could tell it was taking, a toll on her not being able to, see you. But you know, through the whole COVID-19 thing's going on and nobody can go in the hospital. That must've sucked, eh?
You know, Mac, I understand the COVID-19, but it really did suck because she couldn't come visit. She got a couple of visits in anyway. Pretty remarkable. And but, you know, even going into the hospital yesterday, I just wanted her to tag along. But no, you got to do it yourself. So I went in, had a couple of doctor's appointments. Then they were with my walker. Yeah, I don't go anywhere without my walker right now.
What kind of walker is it? Is it like one of those things with wheels and brakes that got a cup holder and a pouch for your man purse?
It's got a pouch for my man purse and all my girly things. has brakes. It's got a cushion seat. It folds up. It's made of titanium. It weighs 14 pounds, and that's it. And it's a cool little sucker. I bought one right away, I don't know, a year or so ago, maybe longer. And it had a bench seat with a hard seat. And that I call my Cadillac. This thing is my fucking Bentley.
No, let me tell you, the first time I ever saw him, I was like, holy shit. Right? I was like, wow, that thing is cool. You know, with the wheels and the brakes and the cup holder, right? And and all that. I was like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty swank, and my weight is 217 pounds.
When was the last time you were at 217?
About 1989.
Wow. Wow. Well, congratulations on losing the weight. So do you now, can you go to a different segment of your closet, your skinny part of the closet? Are you there now?
Actually, there are clothes I did not throw away.
Did you get?
Ever dreaming Kimmy wanted to get back into them. And I can. It's nice. Real nice, actually.
No, you know what? Everybody who has that experience, right, when you lose weight, you go back to those clothes. Tell me, that's the best. One of the best parts about losing weight is going and putting those things on, and you don't have to, like you're not going to reenact one of those Subway commercials where the button comes off the jeans and, like, blows out the window and stuff like that. You're not going to have to do that. How was the food in the hospital?
It was god awful. and I don't know anybody, unless you're in some designer hospital, where the food is worth anything. But it was substance and I'm home now, and I'm still regaining my appetite. But it's coming along. I like being skinny, actually.
Do you? Really? So,
I pay attention.
Well, it's got to be easier to get around and whatnot. I heard Beth said she knew you were on Matt. I wish I could remember the text, but I'll kind of, from memory, it was like, she said, he's starting to bitch about the food, Mac. I think he's coming around. High maintenance Holmes is back in business.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. You know, when you're on a diet that has no salt, they might as well give you some cardboard to chew on. It was okay. I mean, I can't say it was that bad.
No, I mean, they've got oatmeal. It is what, right? It is what it is. It's bland food. It's you know, prepared down in the cafeteria. And you're the one that explained to me, when you do cafeteria food, you make the base dish and people season it because you're cooking for a whole, you know, host of tastes. And then, but if you can't season the food with salt, pepper, whatever, Tabasco, whatever, hello, no bueno, man.
Well, somebody made a mistake one time, delivered me dinner, and they had this McCormick no salt seasoning. And my eyes lit up. I sprinkled it over everything. I think that night I had pot roast, mashed potatoes, gravy, and corn. And angel food cake with strawberry sauce and whipped cream.
Oh, my God.
And that was probably the best meal I had in the hospital.
So, wait a minute. What kind of seasoning is it? Is it a salt substitute?
Yeah, I think so. It's Beth is going to – she just got a jar. It's called Perfect Pinch Garlic and Herb Salt-Free Seasoning.
Perfect Pinch.
By McCormick. And we use it at home here. Pretty damn good. Yeah, it is. Very, very garlic. But that's okay.
McCormick is a big season producing company. For those of you who don't know, if you were a cook like I am, you would know that. You would have a whole series of McCormick seasoning.
They do good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Come on,
healthy.
Man. Come on. The well, Colleen's trying to eat healthier now.
Good for her.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. So you're going on 17 years old. You live in Southern California. You go to the beach on a daily basis, right? And you're trying to rock your bikini. So now all of a sudden we're eating healthy. So
good for her.
Yeah. So we've been doing that. In fact, she's learned how to make fruit smoothies, right? Which she never had. So instead of eating, you know, ice cream and heavier stuff, you know, you can still have great taste. But you know, her lament is your lament. I want to eat better, but I want it to taste good, right?
Okay, let me give you a tip.
Okay.
With your smoothies, like blueberries, strawberries, bananas, whatever you want to use.
Yes.
Freeze them, and then throw them into the blender. And so you've got a smoothie that's ice cold and frosty. It's deluxe.
So freeze the fruit?
Yeah. Grapes, it doesn't matter.
Really?
You know, they come out like little pebbles, but once you blend them, throw a little ice in there so you have some water or any liquid. It could be apple juice. It could be ice. It could be grape juice, whatever you want. And sometimes we'll put cucumber, celery, and ginger, fresh ginger. I love fresh ginger. And you peel it and then chop it a little bit and throw it in the blender.
Fresh ginger. What's it taste like?
It's out of this world. It's a little tangy, but very, very flavorful. I love it. I absolutely love it. We put ginger in all our smoothies.
All right. We're going to try that. Here's an email. Mac, first of all, it's awesome to hear the chef's voice again. And I have to tell you that I, like you, was expecting a diminished version of the chef. He sounds incredibly fit. So well done. My question, though, is about salt substitute. I struggle with it too, and I wonder if they, and then in parentheses, Miss B as well, has a salt substitute that they use, or is the product that you just mentioned made by McCormick's, Perfect Pinch, I believe you said, is that what they use? Yeah. So is that what use, Perfect Pinch?
But you can get Mrs. Dash. But
those other salt substitutes.
They've got some kind of chemical in there that Beth is not sure about. So we just stick with McCormick's.
Okay.
Salt-free substitute. And believe me, it's got a ton of flavor.
Or we poke everything with vegetables.
Yeah.
Get it in the pan, and then at the very end, sprinkle maybe, but measure it, like a quarter, half a teaspoon or a quarter of a teaspoon, whatever the amount, so you have control over what you're putting on it.
Did you hear that?
No. Well, I did, but not clearly. So could you repeat that?
When you're just about done sauteing your vegetables,
yes.
Take a quarter of a teaspoon and sprinkle it on all over.
A quarter teaspoon of what?
The McCormick's.
Perfect Pinch?
No.
Salt. Oh. If you want to put a little seasoning salt to monitor.
If you want to put salt in, then use a quarter of a teaspoon of salt. Just so you control the amount of salt that goes in.
You can marinate chicken and anything with this.
Yeah, you can marinate chicken in this McCormick's pinch and salt-free stuff.
I think they have like 5 different blends.
Just so everybody knows, this is the first time Saint Beth has actually joined the program with Kimmy. Sometimes she this is the first time she ever bombed in.
The reason why I was here, I was packing up some bread for the freezer, but Kim said, Mac promised it was only 5 minutes. And I go, really? And he goes, well, it could be. Well, he said, we'll see. So I took a timer out and set it at 5 when you both started talking.
No, that was, no. That was, he was going to do a cameo appearance yesterday just to tell everybody who's going to be on today.
Oh, see, he likes to tell me little stories. He is enjoying this, so I am going to step out of the room.
Well, let me tell you the kind of shit Kim pulls on Beth. So Beth and I are talking, and she goes, oh, by the way, Mac, it was a quadruple bypass. And I said, what? And she said, yeah, he told me he was going to have a bypass. Or, right, Beth? What is?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be 4. My heart guy said 2 or 3.
Oh.
But he didn't tell me that.
I didn't tell.
Then he didn't tell me that he had a little touch of pneumonia. I found that out from someone else in the ICU. And anyway, yeah. Just started calling up to the ICU nurses station and talking to them.
And then I'll tell you what, Beth, you know, didn't she bring him some food, Beth? Did she bring him some treats?
Oh, I brought... lemon blueberry muffin, and then his carbonated bi drink, and LaCroix.
Yeah.
He called every day with a request of different flavors.
I am so high maintenance, everybody. Even on the hospital bed, but I drank lots of water, but I like LaCroix. They've got a bunch of flavors, and it's no salt, no sugar, no nothing.
What is LaCroix?
I think his reasoning for doing that is he thought that they would let me in to see him.
Yeah.
Because I could get in the front door and drop it off at a table. That was it. Unless ICU told me I could come and they put my name down. But I said, I think you are doing this to me every day, so you think I can get in there. And he started laughing. He didn't say yes, and he didn't say no.
But they let you in a couple times, right?
Yep, they did. I got in about 3, I think, 4.
3 times.
Yeah.
So is there a trick to it? Is it if you bring them food, they're more likely to let you in? Is there any kind of no?
It's the mercy of the nurses.
See,
and they run.
That's what's a problem if you have too many female nurses. If they're guys and you bring them food, they'll let you in.
Yeah. I did. I had great nurses, men and women. They were awesome. Just awesome. And they helped me. And then, the week I spent in, the rehab, clinic, at the south end of town by Choice Fitness, that was pretty swank.
Oh, they moved. They actually physically moved you from the hospital down to the south end. Wow, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, what up? You know, Kim. What's amazing though is how fast you were up moving and doing things. I mean, medicine is so different today than it was. You know, when we were younger, where you would have been laid up in bed for a couple of weeks and whatnot. I mean, they had you, you know, before, you know, your infection. You were up and moving, right?
Yep. That's the key to the highway for those cats. And when I got to the South End campus, they had me doing 3 hours a day of exercises and all kinds of, you know, put bands around your knee and you stretch and then you do stand up and do leg exercises on a parallel bar on one side, moving your legs in different positions and squats And then it's an incredible setup down there. And they got stairs that they can elevate and make 3, 4, 5-inch steps. And so, you know, you climb those, you walk around the room, and yeah, you get home upstairs in your bed at night at 4 o'clock and you start at 9 in the morning. You're a whipped dog. I was a whipped dog. I'll admit it.
Oh, no, I can only imagine after going through that thing. Hey, I want to ask you about this real quick because you live in the region, but the events in Minneapolis. Minneapolis has gone through a string of these events going back to 2015, when a young guy named Jamar Clark was killed by police. Then there was the Fernando Castile case in 2016, right? And then there was the Justine Damon with the woman who got shot by that police officer, which was a crazy event. And now this thing, Minneapolis, has had a number of these kind of incidents relative to the police just really performing poorly. Yes.
Yes. And I was watching the chief last night and yesterday, the day before. And I don't think they're given any kind of training to deal with this. They were just, the police were just kind of thugs on this guy. He didn't fight. You saw the video. He didn't do squat.
Yeah, to me the most disturbing part of it is if you watch the whole video, he's handcuffed sitting next to a building and then they go to move him into a car and you kind of lose the video then. And then the next thing you see is the video that somebody shot with their cell phone. And and that cop is got his knee on his head and neck, and he's just, and the cop is, and there's three other cops there, so there's four cops there. There's no reason to do that, let alone do it for 9 minutes and kill him. And the cop's sitting on top of him like it's nothing. And to me, when you see that, that means that's not the first time that guy did that. That's the way they do it. He learned that shit someplace, and
yes,
he learned, and he learned how to treat. And that's a cultural thing, and that's in that police department. And they've got to put an end to that. They got to put an end to that. But you know, the rioting thing to me is the way to change this is everybody got to go protest, and everybody's got to say to the police, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable in this city that this shit continues to happen. But Minnesota's been plagued by it. Minneapolis in particular has been plagued by it.
It's a lack of training. I don't know what it is, but it's very disturbing. I don't get it.
I knew
that. Today's world, there are some great police officers. And most of them are great and pay attention.
Well, you just had one killed in Grand Forks yesterday, right?
Yes, we did. We had some guys and some couple was being evicted. They were allowed to stay for a couple extra days. They hadn't paid rent in a few months. And a young police officer married one kid, went in with his backup after another police. The sheriff served the warrants, eviction notices, and then they left, and he locked the door, and then he started firing. And so the Grand Forks police came as backup, and one of the police officers from Grand Forks was killed.
Yeah,
young guy.
Yeah, he's a member of the Grand Forks National Guard. He's a first lieutenant.
Yep.
And so First Lieutenant Cody Holt, 29 years old, leaves a wife and an infant son. And, you know, and again, that's 90%+ of the police officers. But this shit in Minneapolis, I mean, it's disturbing when you watch it. And Colleen and I were talking about it last night.
Yeah. It's pretty sad that they can't get their act together in Minneapolis, because that's a fun town, but it ain't fun now.
Well, no, I mean, the story of the woman, the Australian woman getting shot, where the cop shoots across his partner's chest in from inside the vehicle as she's walking up and kills her. I mean, it's like, Are you shitting me? And then the Philando Castile, he gets pulled over for a traffic incident. He's got a weapon. He's telling the cop, I've got a weapon. And the guy loses his mind and kills him. And so it's bad.
But.
I've got a, here's one, another email for you. Actually, the new remodeled Kim sounds wonderful. Keep up the good work.
So, thank you, everyone.
No, you know, again, I think for me, like I said before, it was surprising because knowing, you know, from Beth what you'd gone through physically, I don't know what I expected. I expected a rickety fence. Hey, Mac, how you doing? I'm good, Kim. How are you? Great, I feel really great. I'm thinking, oh shit, you don't sound so good. But that's what I heard is what everybody here is hearing right now. So it was awesome. Here's a question for you, Mac. Is there anything that surprised Kim about his treatment once he regained consciousness? Yeah, anything that surprised you about?
I had just what happened, and they told me.
What? Oh, really?
And all the good stuff and bad stuff. And but the doctor, surgeon came in every day and checked me out and said, Jesus, you're getting better. And you're coming back. So that's what my goal was.
All right, here's another email. Mac, can I ask a food question? Kim, you want to talk food?
What?
They want to know if they can ask a food question.
Yes.
All right. When something calls for cream, do I damage the recipe by using half and half or milk? And do you have any advice on that?
Well, whatever the recipe is, cream or half and half is fine. Milk depends on the recipe. I mean, if it calls for cream, you can always use half and half. But straight, regular, homogenized milk, it depends what it is.
Give me an example.
And
depending on how significant the cream is to the recipe, you may fundamentally alter it?
Yeah. I mean, always when you do a recipe, do it as the recipe says. Don't change it before you start. Do it the regular way, and then you can adapt and adjust. Is that okay?
Yeah. Well, you're the chef. Shit, I guess. if that's what you say, then I'm good with that. Here's another email. Oh, goody, we can talk food. I've got a question about grilling salmon. On the grill, does the chef leave the skin on and put the salmon above the charcoal? Does he cook it indirectly? Does he put it on a piece of foil? How does he cook salmon on the grill?
Well, if you're going to cook it on the grill, you cook it skin side down.
Okay.
A couple of minutes. I like my salmon kind of medium rare. And then I flip it on the indirect heat.
You flip the salmon.
A little bit of oil on the fish so it doesn't stick. Put it on over the charcoal.
Hold on. I don't understand. Salmon is a pretty fragile fish, even with the skin on. And you flip it?
I do.
You flip the salmon.
You don't have to. You don't. Just set it off on the indirect heat skin side down and let the heat in the your grill cook the top.
Yeah.
But
that's what I do. That's what I do. But I'm curious. But if you do it the other way, then that means I got to do it the other way because I can't have you be better than me.
Well, here's what I'm doing today. I'm having salmon today. There's this place I order my fish,
right?
Great Alaskan Seafood Company. Look it up, folks. I have some Copper River salmon today, which is very rare. But they freeze it and ship it overnight. I oil a little bit on both sides. Beth cooks it in a skillet on the stove. And we start with the skin side down, and then we flip it over. And I do 2 minutes a side. They're about 1 to 2 inches thick. And maybe one and a half inches thick. And then it's 2 minutes, and then I let it rest for a couple of minutes and squeeze lemon on it. And Beth made some chimichurri. That's a basil kind of parsley sauce, little heat in it. And I love it. I love salmon. I can't eat enough of that. It's real good for me. I have shrimp from there. I've gotten king crab from there. I saw the other day online where they have these colossal shrimps that are 3 to 5 or 3 to 6 per pound. Biggest damn things I've ever seen.
Yeah, those are small. Those are small dogs. Those aren't shrimps. What about here's another email. Mac, I'm curious, what diet instructions did they give the chef prior to him departing the physical therapy place where he was? Yeah, what can you eat? What can you not eat?
That's a great question. Portion control. Don't overeat. When you're hungry, have something to eat, but, you know, maybe celery, carrots, you know, rabbit food. I had a piece of cinnamon toast, and I used stevia instead of sugar with cinnamon. And I had one piece of toast and some blueberries and sliced bananas and half a cup of milk for breakfast this morning. And then this afternoon we're having salmon and some sauteed vegetables.
And then what do you eat later on in the evening, or just eat something, just snack?
We have around 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I might have a teaspoon of peanut butter with some wheat thins and maybe a Jell-O, sugar-free Jell-O or peaches, sugar-free peaches, those little things you pick up at the grocery store. And I just don't eat much.
But you eat your most significant meal in the early afternoon?
Yes, around 2 o'clock. That's okay. Our big meal.
Got it.
But we did that before the hospital. We both like to eat in the middle of the day. We don't like eating a lot or anything late at night or after 5, 6 o'clock. So, we try and eat between 2 and 2:30. Yeah.
Here's another email for you. Hey, Mac, would the chef mind telling us what brand of Walker that he has? My mother is looking for one for my father, and I'd be curious to know for somebody who I trust.
Beth, just a minute. I think it's called
Evolution, and it's titanium.
Evolution. It's titanium. So it weighs 14 pounds. I said that earlier, but
it comes in 3 different heights.
Yeah, 3 different heights. I've got the tall one. It's the cushion is very comfortable. And
both pick it up with one hand.
Yeah, you can pick it up with one hand.
All right,
it collapses together.
I'm looking at it. It's evolution. It's called Trillium Lightweight Medical Walker.
Yep.
Rollator with seat, large wheels, brakes, backrest, basket for seniors, indoor-outdoor use.
Yep.
Whoa, look at that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Hello. No, when I first saw these, I thought, what a great idea. Because, you know, I mean, honestly, as people get older, the big problem they have is falling down. And yet walkers they seem so cumbersome. They don't work always. And the first time I saw this, I was like, holy shit, man. Somebody cracked the code on that because, you know, you can walk and then it turns into a chair if you need to sit down. I thought, how cool. And it's got a little bag for all your shit in it. And so, yeah, you can, they're on Amazon Prime. This one, $350 on Amazon Prime.
Well, on Amazon, we get them at a hospital place in Grand Forks called Your Home, and ours was about $500.
Whoa!
I don't care. I mean,
hello. No, let me just tell you, just so people, the ones I'm looking at, they start at $159 and they go to $500. So depending on your budget. But again, the day of the walker that we used to know that people used to put tennis balls on the bottom of, I mean, that day, that ship has sailed, man.
Yeah.
Which is great because they're safer, they're sturdier, and they promote mobility and activity, which is cool.
The other good one was Drive, I think it was, that my brother had.
Yeah.
But they're heavier.
My brother-in-law has one called Drive, and veterans can get it from it's I don't even know if they pay for it, and that's
really
comfortable. He's got a nice one.
And did he get it from the VA? Do you know?
Yeah, he got it from the VA. Yep.
All right. There you have it. All right, we love that. All right, do you have any big plans for the weekend?
Just going to hang here. A beautiful sunny day at 50 degrees.
Did you watch the golf tournament, the Tom Brady, Peyton Manning thing?
That was fun.
Was it? I didn't watch it. I was. I'm just coming to the end of all my project. Colleen and I painted yesterday the back part of the house, and we have to do some concrete painting, and then all my projects are done.
Good for you.
Yeah. And she's learning.
I'm in the 80s next week.
Oh, nice. Just in time to go to the lake.
Not me, but yes. Everybody will be heading to the lake.
Everybody. To include my rival, Bobby.
He lives there, so he's Kim's, right in the front row.
Kim's other hetero life partner, who's my competition. So,
no competition.
You know what I don't like? And I'm watching, I've got a TV monitor on, but, you know, there's a thing going on in Minneapolis. You know, now you got the cops out there today, and they've got the area where the riots were yesterday kind of cordoned off. And you have people walk up to them. Now, these cops didn't do anything. They're just out there doing their job, standing there, you know, trying to, you know, keep from their ankles and knees exploding because they're going to stand there most of the day. And people walk up and just talk shit to them. I hate that. I mean,
I hate that with a passion.
It's like, come on, man. And they just, you know, and they know they're, that's, you know, they know they're on. What's
and
that?
Shame on people for rioting and burning stuff and looting. That's bullshit. Lame.
Yeah. No, that, let me, somebody sent me an email yesterday and asked, said that somebody had sent them something that talked about the desperation they see in Minneapolis and the rioting and looting is similar to suicide, the desperation. And so I'm out in the backyard and I'm painting, and I got asked, well, what do you think of that? And I said, at first I was kind of politically correct. And then the more I painted and the more I thought about it, I texted back about 30 minutes later. And I said, let me tell you what I really fucking think. And I said, if you could compare that to somebody taking their own life, then I don't think you've ever really experienced it. Somebody taking their own life that's close to you. Because it's not the same. And that form of desperation, and somebody who would say that doesn't know. And it reminded me of something that General Kelly said after his son was killed in Afghanistan. First Lieutenant Robert Kelly was killed by an IED in Afghanistan on November 9th, 2010. I met him when he was 10 years old. And John Kelly's, he has two boys and a girl, his middle kid, his younger son. And I remember when he was killed, General Kelly said afterwards, he said, you know, I've talked to a lot of families who've lost, you know, sons or daughters in the war. And I told him that I would tell him I had three kids and I knew what they must be feeling. And he said, I want to apologize to everybody I said that to from the bottom of my heart. I had no idea what you were feeling, and I know that now. And I always have, you know, my respect for General Kelly, you know, went up, because that's a tough thing to admit. And and so to me, yesterday while I was painting, you know, that was in my head about what courage is and whatnot. But I mean, these cops are standing out there. And, you know, you got people standing up and using them as a backdrop for whatever they want to put on social media. So not a fan of it. So you're going to hang out this weekend. There's no sports on TV. And so how do you pass your time? What do you do?
I read, watch a little too. Beth and I talking all the time about stuff.
So you're just hanging out.
I walk my ass off, Mac.
Okay.
I'm in the hallway. You've been in the hallway. I'm from here to the elevator and back.
It's a good wide hallway too, just for the record.
Yeah. And it's 200 feet to the elevator and back, and 200 back.
I think
it's pretty much what I do most of the time.
I think as you get stronger and your balance gets better, I think you ought to start timing yourself.
Okay. I will do that.
I think you ought to start timing yourself, but you can't do that until you're strong enough and your balance is good enough until that's good. So, but I think that'll give you something a little to compete against.
I'm pushing myself.
World record.
And that's
man.
Also going to help too. That's a good idea, Mac.
Yeah.
But thank you.
No, you got to be sturdy enough. All right, we will let you go. I meant, you know, the cameo appearance for yesterday as a tease for today. But I mean, come on, I can't only hang out with you for five minutes.
You know, it's great to talk to everybody, and especially to you. It's been huge.
No.
And it's helped to me to do this show.
Well,
it
let
gives me
tell
something
you.
To look forward to every week. And
we don't really care that it helps you. We just care that it helps us.
Whatever turns your crank, baby.
All right, hold on. One more email. Hey, Mac, don't let the chef go. Don't let the chef go. I need a way to jazz up a porterhouse steak this week, something I've never done. Does he have a crust I could do that's not too difficult? Does he have a rub I can use that's kind of unique? What would he tell
Here's
me
what to, I would do.
To do? Remember, porterhouse. Okay, porterhouse, go.
No, that's the Cadillac of steaks. You don't want to put a rub on it. You just want to pat it dry, let it sit on the counter for a half an hour before you grill so it gets to room temperature. Make sure you take paper towels and pat all the moisture out of it. And then a little salt and lots of pepper. And then you throw it on as hot a grill as you've got. And then you cook it. I don't know how thick it is, so it depends. But if you want a medium rare, use your thermometer. I know you've got one. And you want no more than 130 in the middle.
So don't mess with it. Just let the porterhouse be the porterhouse?
Yes, yes. Now, to put on it, you do a compound butter. You take garlic puree, you take butter, you take parsley, you take lemon juice, you take a little unsalted butter, but then you may put some pepper, or you can put chili flakes in there if you like the heat, and you soften your butter first, and then you mix it all together, and whatever other herb, you can put tarragon in there with your parsley, fresh tarragon, not dry. It's all got to be fresh herbs, and they've got to be chopped up fine. You mix it all together, and you do this a few days before, a week before, however you want to make the butter, and then you put it on saran wrap, and you roll it up in a tube, so you've got like a monster hot dog, about 2 inches thick, the butter, and then you just put it in the refrigerator, and then when it comes time, when the steak's done, and you're finished, you cut it up, you put a pat, and then you pull that butter out and let it come to room temperature, and then when the steak is done, you put a pat of that butter on, and it'll melt, and then you're in the front row.
Now I'm hungry. Now I'm hungry for a steak. That sounded good to me. The and let me just tell you, you know, when you've had a steak that's been prepared by like that, you know, the butter, you know, with all the marbling in a steak like the porterhouse, and
it's the best.
It's the best. All right, my man. I'll read you one more email. Mac, I have to tell you, I've been listening for the last hour, and I'm absolutely shocked that Kim had a quadruple bypass and sounds the way he does. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
God bless him. Probably God should bless the lovely Miss B twice, and it's great to hear him sound so good, and all the best of luck to him. So,
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Strongman, sounding butch. We love that.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, no, you sound great. I said that last Saturday when we spoke, but I was not prepared for how good he sounded. I expected a little weak man, and he sounds awesome. So anyway, Kim, have a great weekend, and we'll talk.
You too, Mac. I hope you have a great one, and you and Colleen get that back end of your house done.
We will. And
my love, and Catherine and Susan.
You bet. All right, bud. Have a great one. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Beth.
She just said thank you.
No.
Your brother,
Beth.
You're the best.
Thank
you.
We
love you.
No, we love you guys. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you have it. Literally from the dark end of the street. He and I have been doing that since about 1999. He used to come on with the big shot that I replaced. And then... Oops. Yeah, he went on. Kim used to go on with the Big Shot that I replaced. And I was nobody, right? But when we first met, we had so much fun. And we liked a lot of the same things. And so it was, we had a good time. And we've done it ever since. Yeah, my hetero life partner. He said that like live on the air one day. I was like, what did you say? Who was that? And he goes, yeah, man, you're my hetero life partner. I said, all right, I think, right? So anyway, he's just a great guy. And he's been a wonderful friend to more than a friend to my family. And doing Fridays with him, you know, I remember, and I get this email on a fairly regular basis. And that is, you know, when I first started listening to your show, I wondered why you talk cooking on Friday. It is now one of my favorite segments of the week. I'm like, I'm not sure if I like that, but okay. No, but a lot of people say that. Then they get to know Kim and they start working on some of the recipes that you hear from both Kim and Beth. And it becomes part of your family. Which is the weird part about radio. You know, that although you've never met somebody, they become part of your life. And you know them. So, no, awesome to have him back on today. Anyway, that'll do it. Thanks for listening. And we'll keep our eyes on Minneapolis. But let me tell you, that city has had a difficult time with their police force. And these events where people that have encounters with the Minneapolis Police Department, innocent people, you know, wind up dead. You know, or people that maybe, you know, not innocent, but that's no reason that they should be dead because you have a run-in with the police. That's not a reason to get dead. So, yeah. So a little bit problematic. Relative to that city. So we will keep our fingers crossed that somehow or other they learn to figure that shit out. Because it's not supposed to be that hard. It is not supposed to be that hard. They're supposed to be able to do that. But really sobering to look at the video that's come out of there. Three other police officers standing around, and this guy's essentially murdered on television. And it's awful. It's absolutely positively awful. So keep his family in your thoughts and prayers over the weekend. And then also the city of Minneapolis has to get its shit together. In particular, the police force has to get its shit together. And this stuff's got to stop. On that note, have a great weekend. I'd encourage you to get out and about, get out in the fresh air, right? Shed the yoke of the COVID tyranny off. Social distance, wear your mask if it's appropriate. But most of all, have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday, and as always, don't be afraid to change somebody's life. Post-traumatic winning, baby. It helps. It helps. Have a great one. On a Friday, Almarine Radio, over and out.